Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Jane Hula mula sa bahagi ng Western Sydney. Maganda umaga sa'yo, Jane.
Hi, good morning, Annalyn.
Yes, malamig na at sabi nga simula na ng maagang nagsimula ang winter, ano?
That's right, oo. Napakaagang mag-start ng cold days dito sa Sydney.
Pag ganitong panahon, alam ko marami sa ating mga kababayan, Jane, ang nagsisimula na magplano para sa kanilang winter getaway, winter adventure.
That's right.
Oo. At kaya ka namin inimbitahan ngayon dahil alam ko last year kahit na medyo mahigpit ang mga kaganapan dahil nga sa COVID-19, ano, may mga tours na talagang go pa rin ang mga kababayan natin. Dahil lalo nga, hindi tayo pwedeng mag-travel overseas. Kaya, kwentuhan mo kami, paano nagsimula ang iyong Snowy Mountains tour?
So, ayun nga, good morning sa lahat ng mga nakikinig ngayong umaga. So, basically, I work in transport before the COVID, before the pandemic. And I really like to tour and travel around Australia, actually, not just in New South Wales. Pero nung last year nga, we had this, I was in a group last year, pero dahil pinalaki namin yung scope na masasakupan ng aming mga day trips. We call it day trips or even overnight trips. And because I have the transportation which is called Beloved now. So, yun, we offer ang mga day trips, ang mga overnight trips dun sa mga mag-anak or even mga magkakaibigan na they wanted to just travel New South Wales or even Queensland ngayon dahil bukas na ang border. So, nag-umisa yun last year, yung mga snowy trip namin. So, maraming beses na nakabalik ako ng day trip sa Jindabyne. So, sa Thredvoe at saka sa Very Sure kasi sarado yung ibang mga snowy mountains that year. So, moving forward, we wanted to encourage everyone as well to make the plan ahead of time din dahil mas is na yung mga restriction natin.
So ngayon, sumisilip-silip na yung buwan ng June. Alam ko, nakaplano na yung mga iba, no? Pag ganito ba, Jane, ano yung dapat isipin ng mga kababayan natin pag they wanted to go sa snowy? Siyempre kasi, di ba, lalo pag school holidays, yung July school holidays, napaka-busy niyan.
That's right.
Mm-mm. So ano yung dapat nilang isipin pag nagpaplano sila?
So basically no, before the pandemic, lagi naman kapag snow season natin, nagbubook talaga ahead of time. Like kunyari, 'di ba, June ang peak natin is July and August for the snow, and even later, like earlier ng September sometimes, depending on the weather. So ahead of time pa lang, by January pa lang talaga namang lalo na mga kababayan natin, they really wanted to see the snow. So nagbubook sila that length of time, so from 6 months from that day. Pero ngayon dahil syempre medyo mas marami na tayong kailangan na isaalang-alang dahil sa COVID nga. So may mga kababayan tayo na syempre medyo, although may is na yung mga restriction, medyo mas nawo-worry yung iba sa paano yan kung maraming tao, yung social distancing. Of course, we do follow those protocols ng New South Wales Health Department. Pero ngayon, mas maganda na ihanda nila yung pagbubuk ng maaga dahil nga syempre nasabik yung mga tao. Dahil last year alone, we have had about, if I'm not mistaken, about 20 times na day trip plus yung mga overnight trips pa namin ng Snowy Mountain. And that is with the restriction. So ngayon, talaga namang nung March pa lang, marami na kaming bookings na nare-receive. So kailangan pagandaan nila yung timing. Especially kapag ka mag-school holiday nga, syempre mas maraming tao. So if they wanted to avoid those, mas maganda na weekdays na i-plan nila, tapos yung medyo hindi pasok sa mga school holidays na time, yung mga peak season. Pero having said that, syempre, pwede pa rin naman nilang tingnan yung time ng mga school holidays. Pero kailangan mag-book sila ahead of time dahil nga sa maraming mga kababayan natin ang nasasabik na mag-travel dahil sa mga restriction na nangyari before. So I'm sure na magiging busy this season, this winter season.
At pag-usapan natin, pag day trip, ibig sabihin, kunwari, dito sa Sydney, anong oras dapat umalis? Anong oras usually ang alis pag sa Sydney, pag day trip?
So, with our transportation, depende kasi yan, eh, no? So, kami kasi, normally, ang maximum lang na ginagather namin is a group of 11. So, one pick-up point within Sydney area, meron kaming mga pick-up area kung like, kunyari, mag-couple lang sila na iba-iba yung places nila. So, ang alis namin dito sa Sydney is around 1:30 to 2 a.m. in the morning. On that day, for example, like Saturday ng morning ng 2 a.m. And we'll leave Sydney and then makakarating kami sa Snowy between 9 to 10 a.m. That is depending again dun sa mga pasahero kasi minsan napapaaga kami dahil ayaw nilang mag-stopover. Pagka isang grupo sila, mas okay na, mas gusto nila na mas maaga sa Snowy, which is very good naman. So they get to spend more time dun sa taas ng mountains. Pero pagka medyo family sila, especially kapag may mga kids, may mga young, mas gusto nilang maraming, may maraming stopover. So, mga 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. ang target time namin na makarating sa mountain. And then, going back here, nag-a-arrive kami back sa Sydney ng between 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock ng gabi.
At pagdating naman dun sa Snowy, ano yung mga activities? Siyempre, nandyan for sure ang snowboarding, ang skiing, ano? Pero ano pa yung bukod dun sa skiing at saka snowboarding, ano pa yung mga pwedeng gawin pag nandun na sa Snowy Mountains?
Oo, yun nga, no? So, last year, wala tayong toboganin dahil sa ating COVID safety. So, they did not allow anyone to play tobogan. Like, pwede, di ba, before the COVID, pwede tayong magdala lang ng board and then we can do toboganin sa snow area. Pero last year, kasi hindi na tinanggal nila yon. This year, although at this point in time, kasi ina-update nila yung website ng Treadbow. If you go to Treadbow or to Perisher Mountain, meron silang update doon every week. Actually, every day nando doon kung ano yung changes. Depende doon, nag-a-align sila doon sa kung ano yung bagong restriction o kung ano yung bagong binigay na information ni Department of Health ng New South Wales. So, nagdedepende doon kung ano yung pwede mong magawa on that time. Pero kapag ang, pwede kang mag-book ahead ng skateboarding, ng skating, tapos yung toboganing at this point in time dahil is yung restriction, so we are free to do that. Pagka nandun kayo sa mountain, so free na makapunta at makapagtobogan at this point in time. Pero having said that, ngayon nga, nagbabago-bago siya dahil sa mga restriction na ina-apply. So we're just hoping na hindi siya magbago ng maging restricted ulit sa that area para mas maraming kababayan natin yung mag-enjoy. Meron din naman na pwede kayong mag-picnic noon. Last year, marami akong mga estudyante na they actually brought their own parang Korean na style na barbecue. Nag-barbecue sila doon, may picnic area doon sa snow. Tapos nag-book din sila ng, they call it gondola. So para siyang sky cable. So medyo mas it's good, it's a good experience then like to see from the top pa, 'di ba? Na iikutin nila yung area ng mountain inside dun sa gondola. So yun yung mga activities na pwede nating gawin dun sa snow.
May pagkakaiba ba pag pumunta ka dun ng day trip at yung overnight?
That's depending on kasi depende yun sa group mo. So yes, merong pagkakaiba. First of all, yung traveling time, syempre mas pagod talaga kapag ka-day trip kasi nga aalis tayo dito ng 2 a.m. So it's a turnaround na day trip. So it's a 6 hours one way, about 12 hours ang both ways na travel. So medyo restricted tayo sa magagawa pa natin kasi syempre mapagod na, madaling mapagod kapag ka-day trip. Pero magagawa itself dun sa snow, I think it would be the same. Ang pagkakaiba lang niya, kasi pag nag-overnight, normally ang mga client, ang mga passengers ko, they wanted to go sa Canberra since nadadaanan natin lagi ang Canberra papuntang Snowy. So pagka overnight trip siya, we do offer for a little extra payment para maka-tour na sila around sa Canberra kasi might as well dahil nag-travel na sila papuntang Snowy Mountain. So normally, they either book a hotel sa Canberra area para malibot nila ng maganda yung Canberra the second day after ng Snowy or in between sa Kuma, which is in between ng Canberra at saka ng mountain area.
Pinag-uusapan natin pag winter, ano? Pag hindi naman winter, kunwari pag summer o kaya ngayon autumn or pag springtime, meron din bang pwedeng puntahan sa snowy na, syempre pag hindi winter, wala syempreng snow doon, ano? Meron din bang lugar sa snowy mountains na pwedeng pasyalan kahit na walang snow?
Oo, maraming trekking, maraming mountain hiking kapag ka nature lover ka. Even on a summertime, even on a springtime, on an autumn time, you are able to go there. Meron silang mga activities doon on those times katulad ng mga bicycle, mga cycling, mga cycling competition. So you can watch them going down to the mountain. So may mga ganong klaseng activities din na makikita ka even na hindi siya winter time.
Okay. At bukod sa snowy mountains adventure or pasyal pag winter, ano, meron pa bang ibang tours na ginagawa ka? Kasi kanina nasabi mo na mahilig ka talagang mag-tour, ano? So dahil nga medyo mas maluwag ngayon compared last year, meron pa bang ibang on-offer pagdating sa mga tours aside from the snowy mountain tour?
Definitely, yes, definitely. We do have a lot of different tour packages depending on saan niyo yung and kung ano yung kung nature lover ba kayo, kung gusto niyo ba ng long drive talaga. So I go and up to Queensland, which is yung mga theme parks sa Queensland. If you have like more than 3 days of your holiday time with your family, so I drive all the way to Gold Coast para sa ganong mga trip. So we do offer that. We offer like a day trip sa Hunter Valley if you guys want, like yung mga girls, if you want to hang out and have some wine and cheese, we do that as well. Meron din kaming para naman sa mga gustong mag dolphin watching, nagpupunta rin kami sa Port Stephen para sa camel ride or yung mga ibang activities dun sa Port Stephen. Nung summertime, marami kaming Port Stephen tour, marami kaming Jervis Bay para makita nila yung white sand in sa Guinness Book of Record, yung Hyams Beach. So marami rin kaming tours ng mga ganon. So even any season, we actually do offer a lot of trips. Even mga fruit, like nung nag-cherry picking last December, ayun, meron din kami mga ganun. Fruit picking, meron din po kami.
So you just have to know kung ano talaga yung gusto mong gawin, ano?
Yeah, exactly. Kasi with us, actually, I prepare that the passenger or ang mga clients natin ang magsabi sa akin, what do they want? Like, they will give me, okay, I have a 3 days off, I wanted to plan, and gusto ko medyo nature, gusto ko ganito yung stay, and then I will collide that. Tapos, gagawa ako ng dalawang offer sa kanya, option one and option two, this is what it is, ito yung inclusion nun, and then si option two, meron ng kasama na rin yung hot meal breakfast and all that. And then they can pick which one, kung anong activities yung mas prepare nila dun sa group, depende dun sa grupo nila. So they can always stop at, they can always just give us a message or a call para sabihin nila sa amin ano yung gusto nilang gawin for that day. Like kunyari, meron silang weekend, meron silang overseas na mga bisita, pwede nilang sabihin sa akin na gusto nilang mag-Blue Mountain, ano ba yung magagawa doon? And then I can start to do their itinerary from there. And then I can give them options to choose from.
At para dun sa mga gusto masubukan yung mga tours na yon, where can they get in contact with you, Jane?
So I have Facebook page. It's called Beloved. Actually, it used to be in another provider. Pero dahil nga malaki na yung scope ko, I do with the disability people as well. That's why we call it Beloved. Kasi alam mo naman, di ba, yung son ko. So I come up to that idea na bakit hindi ko rin isama sa scope yung mga nasa aged care o kaya yung mga nasa disability homes na they wanted to have a day trip as well, to have a cherry picking, kaya yon. So they can find me sa Beloved Facebook page. It's called Beloved Group. They can also reach me through my email address. So it's b.lovedoffice@gmail.com, I think. Or just simply find my name on Facebook page. It's called Jane Frances. So ayun.
Yun, nabanggit mo kanina yung meron ka ding mga tours kung saan kasama yung mga people with disability or yung mga nasa age care, ano? At nabanggit mo rin yung sa anak mo. I know you're a full-time mom. dalawa ang iyong anak, at very special para sa iyo na makapagtrabaho pa rin kahit na full-time mom ka. Dahil
yes, exactly.
May special condition yung anak mo, no?
Yes, oo. So, ayun nga, no? So, I have a 5-year-old, 5-year-old son na nagkaroon ng brain injured. So, now he's growing and he's in good shape and recovering na siya. That is really why yung transportation, I think it's not just passion for me, but also I think it's a good way for a full-time mom like me na I still get to be with my son na magta-travel around. Yun nga, kapag kami nagbo-book ng, kunyari sa school nila, group of five with different ages na group. So we get to tour them. And I use my job sa transport driver to be able to serve as well yung mga nando doon sa ganung sitwasyon. And I think nakakatulong din sa mga mom like me.
Kumbaga, hindi naman ibig sabihin na meron silang disability o meron silang karamdaman na madi-disadvantage sila sa mga pwedeng gawin, ano?
Exactly. Oo, yun nga. So, the Beloved actually really was created and formed because of my passion of being a full-time mom pa rin, na ma-serve ko pa rin yung kailangan ng mga anak ko. At the same time, I actually am a career woman as well. So, I wanted to collide that ng pwede naman eh, hindi naman porkit na full-time mom tayo, pwede na lang, ay sige, mag-stay na lang tayo sabay. So we can do it. So as long as you have your heart and your desire to something, I think if yun yung key mo para mag-work siya. And with in my case naman, nag-work naman si Beloved. Because yeah, I'm open to my, even to my clients, whenever my son is with me pagka nag-snowy mountain. Pero most of the time, my son is not with me pagka snowy mountain tour. Pero I'm saying that if I have a group of family, like yung family na may young kids din, I get to bring my daughter with me to be an usherette para at least malalam yung iba kasi yung feeling kapag ka alam mo yung driver mo sa pupuntahan mo is, kasi di ba may mga family na huwag na lang kaming mag-tour kasi nahiya kami, maingay yung baby namin, hindi kami pwedeng sumama din sa mga malalaking buses.
Mm-mm.
Dahil baka umiyak na umiyak yung hindi maintindihan ng driver or something. So I think that's a good key for me na that they know that I understand those factors na parang ma-feel nila na comfortable sila habang nagbabiyahe sila at habang i-enjoy nila yung time nila with their family.
At sa mga kagaya mong working moms, full-time mom pero working moms pa rin, ano yung ma-i-advise mo sa kanila in terms of balancing their tasks or responsibility being full-time mom at syempre on the side nagtatrabaho pa rin?
Ayun nga no, it takes dedication, passion, and your heart to be able to talagang no. Pero as a mom, lahat naman tayo ng mom, what we wanted to give to our children is like lahat ng good na yung good future, di ba? And yung quality of time with them. So for as long as you know that you do, like parang minsan kasi nakakalimutan na natin puro tayo work. Ako, yung with the transportation, natutuwa ako dahil with this, natutulungan ako ng mga client ko na I can still sustain financially with the family. But at the same time, natutulungan din nila ako kasi nagiging flexible ako eh. Kasi, I mean, flexible yung timing ko kasi most of the time, ang mga tours naman natin is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Madalang lang yung nagtutours ng weekdays dahil nga may mga pasok sa trabaho. Yung part na yun, no, nagiging flexible siya sa akin. So, hanap lang tayo. So, I think yung ma-advise ko lang sa mga mom na gusto rin na talagang mag-stay pa din sa career, at the same time, full-time mom sila. Yun lang. Ang priority lang natin talaga na matapos natin yung gampanin natin sa ating mga anak. But at the same time, you have to look after yourself as well. Look after yourself mentally, physically, and especially spiritually mo kapag lagi kang at peace in your heart and you have your God. Talagang tutulungan ka niya kung paano ka ililinya eh. Alam niya na igaguide ka niya at bibigyan ka niya ng wisdom kung paano mo ipa-priority yung mga bawat, I mean, mga bagay sa buhay mo.
Last na lang ito, Jane. Ano yung top 3 places, particular sa New South Wales, na family-friendly na mai-re-recommend mo sa mga nakikinig sa atin?
Ako, ang family-friendly that I always encourage yung mga clients ko, no? Yung Nelson, Port Stephen is very good for family, especially with the water, with the nature. pagka mahilig sila mag-trekking din. At saka it's a good exercise for kids as well. There's maraming activities doon from water to land na activity. So that's my one of my top three. And then next would be yung ang cherry picking on a December time. Kasi, not actually cherry picking, but fruit picking sa orchard area. So, sa orange area. Kung gusto nyo ng very simple lang, pero ma-enjoy nyo yung family nyo, like yung quality time nyo together, na you get to have picnic. Tapos, simply lang, simpleng mag-pick lang kayo. Kasi when you think of it, no, anong gagawin natin? Mag-pick lang tayo ng fruits, tapos na. Pero when you are actually there, you and your family, you can engage with your kids and you can teach them and you can just have a good laugh with them na parang okay lang, simple lang, pero masaya na yun. So ako yun sa pangalawa sa good for family na ine-encourage ko ang mga ating mga families. Tapos ayun nga, yung snowy mountains. Pero I do recommend na if you are a family, you should really do an overnight at least. Kasi yung mga bata, yung travel distance nila, mas maganda na mas na-enjoy nila yung pag-travel nila at the same time ma-enjoy nila yung araw nila sa snowy mountain. So yun yung top 3 ko na ma-recommend ko. Even on the summertime, on autumn or springtime, maganda pa rin pumunta sa Treadbow kasi pwede kayong mag-fishing sa
at
Treadbow area.
At may horseback riding din, ano?
Yes, correct. May horseback riding din siya. Tapos marami rin kayong sightseeing na makikita along the way doon, even on a summertime. So, yun.
Ayan. At syempre, dapat na mas maging handa kung saan man pumunta, kung sa snowy man yan, kung mapaport Stephens man, basta kailangan ready din particularly sa mga damit, ano?
Yes, correct. Oo, dapat laging when someone book or inquire, I always send them an information pack. So it's included in there kung ano yung dapat nilang i-pack, na laging dapat naka-tidy, pati yung mga pagkain, pati yung damit. I always encourage everyone, adults or young or adults, always encourage them to bring an extra cloth just in case and an extra footwear just in case you know, bigla na lang may makita silang lake, gusto nilang maglakad doon, at least they are prepared. And also always bring an extra jacket pagka naman ngayong winter time kasi, you know, sometimes may pumupunta doon na hindi ko alam, kala ko okay na yung jacket ko, tapos sobrang tikla. I just have to advise you guys, oo, sobrang lamig po sa snowy, so kailangan po talagang extra-extra yung clothing natin. Tapos, pre, dahil sa ating pandemic, no, hindi natin makakalimutan na lagi nating susubaybayan yung weather. Lagi nating i-check yung weather prior, 1 week before, 2 days before, and even prior to your leaving Sydney. Tingnan natin lagi ang weather, kung ano po yung weather for the day. And also yung restrictions, nag-iiba-iba yan. Alam naman po natin lahat, no? So para maging safe tayo at lagi tayong handa, always bring your hand sanitizer, always QR code. So even sa mga nag-hop on sa aking little minivan, may QR code din po kami. So we make sure that everyone is following the protocol of New South Wales Health. Tapos kapag po sinisipon tayo, pagka we feel cold or we have flu, we try to refrain from coming or for joining the group kasi dahil enclosed yung ating van, we wanted to make sure na safe tayong lahat.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.